We're joined now on the Coach's Corner, powered by Hy-Vee, by Newton girls basketball coach Jake Bennett. Newton girls fall to Oskaloosa 42-31 tonight. Jake's still trying to get that offense going.
Just trying to, you know, find open shots and be able to knock them down. Saw a little bit of it today, just not consistently.
The different approach, last time you played Oskaloosa, they had Foster down underneath, and this time they moved her out. And when we talked, we said, you think you'll get by with double teaming her inside again? Well, they found a way to go around that.
Yeah. You know, I actually talked to the coach after the game, and he's done a really good job of being able to kind of scout around that. So, yeah. I know a lot of other teams have been watching our film and watching how we've been guarding her, and so they've been able to see that defense a little bit more the last 3 weeks, actually. So, you know, it wasn't just – last time it was a year since they had seen it.
Yeah.
So, they've been repping against it for the last 3 weeks, and you could tell. She was pretty – Foster did a really good job being active inside and setting screens and – being able to roll the hoop, and they kind of found some open looks there.
Still, though, you know, limited to 42 points. The defense has been pretty consistent here the last few games, but to just kind of jumpstart that offense.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, proud of the defense as well. They've done a really good job. I think we're playing our best defensive basketball right now during this stretch. So that's a really good thing. You know, it's tough, I think, when you're losing games to kind of find some positives, and that's a really big positive that we can see in our girls and that we're telling them right now. You know, that defensively, they're doing a fantastic job at an elite level, and we want them at this level come playoff time. It's just we got to fix some things offensively.
Now, you know, you've had a string of losses here. Are you seeing where, like, if things don't go early, they may be kind of getting a little bit of funk and, like, here it goes again, or are you not really noticing that?
Yeah, I don't know. I know our girls fight really hard, and, you know, we're really proud of the battle that they have every single game. I know, obviously, as an athlete, you definitely have that mental block that you have to kind of get over. So, you know, I think the mental part of the game is definitely something that probably has some impact now. But our girls are doing well. They're positive with each other. There's good leadership in the locker room. And I know they're going to be able to pull it out. So.
Yeah, now you got a short turnaround again. You're going to be up in Des Moines tomorrow, taking on Des Moines North. So what do you know about them?
Yeah, you know, they...
Or Des Moines Lincoln.
Yeah, Lincoln. You know, they're a good team. They're going to be scrappy. They're going to battle, and it's going to be another physical game. So, you know, that our team likes that. We like to be able to play teams that want to scrap and battle, and, you know, that kind of fits our style. So we're looking forward to it. You know, kind of a short rest, but ultimately it'll be okay. Our girls kind of thrive in that situation. So
are they going to press you, do you think, or haven't they shown much of that?
They've shown some press against some teams. Sometimes they haven't. So if it is, it'll probably be a man press that we'll have to look for and be able to adjust to. What we've seen is man-to-man half-court basketball. So, you know, we really haven't seen that in a while. So we're kind of looking forward to that, maybe a little bit, to that challenge. So.
So as you look down the stretch here, you know, we talked before, you got some seniors here that are going to be leaving the program. The numbers at the lower levels, I mean, we talked a little bit about it before. I mean, I've watched the JV's games here a couple of times. They've been competitive. So kind of your thoughts on the program, the girls coming up.
So first, just want to talk about the seniors. Seniors have been absolutely fantastic, and I've absolutely loved having them in a program. So being able to be a new head coach last year, stepping into a program, I couldn't have asked for, you know, five better seniors to be able to kind of guide us through two seasons of changing culture, changing expectations, having a winning mindset and a winning attitude, and being able to just kind of change the program around and really just see the impact that they've been on these younger girls. So, like you said, our JV girls have been incredible this year and really competitive. And, you know, I think they are going to ease into the transition of playing varsity basketball just because of the competition and leadership that we currently have in the locker room from our current seniors. So I'm really looking forward to that. And yeah, like you said, our numbers are low even at the middle school level right now. But I do know that every girl that's going to be in our program at the high school is going to be girls that are locked in and ready to go and bought into our culture and what we stand for and the values that we have. So, you know, I'm looking forward to what Newton girls basketball has to bring in the future and these girls stepping up.
Well, it's good. I mean, if you have small numbers, it's good that the ones you do have are all in, and
absolutely,
they seem to be that way.
Yep, absolutely.
So, yeah, and you know, it takes a while to turn around the program, too.
Sure,
so
yep.
Definitely. Got to be patient there, Jake.
That's right. Yeah, no, and I've loved every step of it. So.
Yeah. All right. Well, hey, thanks for coming up. Best of luck tomorrow. and we'll talk to you later on.
Sounds good. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Jake Bennett joining us on the Coach's Corner, powered by Hy-Vee.